You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's latest figures take the state's death toll from the virus to 228 and the national figure to 313. After the state detected 322 new COVID-19 cases today, along with a further 19 fatalities. The latest Victorian victims are a man in his 50s, a woman in her 60s, two men in their 70s, one man and six women in their 80s, and one man and seven women in their 90s. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says 14 of the state's latest deaths are linked to aged care outbreaks, but many others are still mystery cases.
It is really important that we all stay the course on this. It is a wicked enemy. It'll do everything it can to wear you down, and that's when it absolutely flourishes. When we let our guard down, when we are not, for instance, as signed up to these rules as we need to be, that's why I'm so grateful to those who are seeing this through.
Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer is hopeful Victoria's coronavirus case numbers will drop this week as a result of tougher lockdown measures. Melbourne is under a nightly curfew and stage 4 restrictions. Dr. Nick Coatsworth says all indications suggest movement has been limited enough under Victoria's harsher rules to drive down infections soon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is reminding Australians COVID-19 affects people in the community of all ages.
The work continues. We look for better news when it comes to the stabilising of cases in Victoria. I'm more hopeful of that today than I was in the course of the past week over the briefings I've received over the course of the weekend.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, 14 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded overnight after thousands of tests were conducted. Health officials are still concerned about unknown cases and they're warning against any large gatherings to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is still in a critical phase of the pandemic and movement needs to be reduced to protect the public.
We don't want to have to impose further restrictions on people's ability to be free, but we also do want people to be responsible and to listen to the health advice.
Queensland health officials say the state has avoided a widespread COVID-19 outbreak and it'll lift restrictions on aged care facilities to permit visitors. There were no new cases recorded over the weekend, but one returned international traveller with COVID-19 has been identified overnight. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says one aged care centre at Pinjarra Hills in North Brisbane will stay shut for several days, but others will open again.
Of course, so we still need to be very cautious, very careful at all times because our aged care facilities have the most vulnerable people in our society living in them. But we can go ahead.
Queensland Police say over the weekend, officers refused entry to more than 500 motorists trying to enter the state. Meanwhile, when asked to speculate on the potential death toll from COVID-19 in coming weeks, the Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says nothing was certain.
We are now at the end of the first week of the Stage 4 restrictions in Victoria. And so what we hope that we'll see over the coming week is the number of new infections each day will continue to decline. As I say, there is a 7 to 10 day lag between the daily reports of numbers of cases and people dying. Some people sadly die very early in the course of COVID-19, but for many people it's a week or more after they've been infected that we see people who are gravely unwell.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.